revenue has gone up by 100K just from doing the daily huddle. Simplicity scales and
complexity or complication fails. We often have owners that will come to us and go, I'm doing all the things and I'm not growing. I'm doing all the things and my team don't respect me, and so on and so forth. And so what's required is
welcome to our 500th episode.
Woo!
Welcome back to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Joel and I are here because we have reached 500. That actually means 10 years. I'm not going to pretend that's just any old number.
500, 10 years, one every week?
One every week. One every single week,
so
for
good.
10 years in a row. And I reckon that's a bit of a something to celebrate. Like,
totally.
Business is a hard sport to your work.
It is. Business is hard. If you're running a business out there, which of course you are, you're also probably running a team and multiple priorities in life. And we think, especially being the 500th episode, it's good to stop and smell the roses every now and then. And being 500 episodes for us here at Salon Owners Collective, this is definitely a moment to do that.
Yeah, we want to celebrate. So we want to celebrate with you guys first and foremost and say thank you so much for joining us for 500 episodes over the last 10 years.
Totally.
So we're celebrating. We're going to take our team out for dinner on Wednesday night. We've got somewhere really nice new in Wellington booked for dinner. The whole team is going to be in for the day. Actually, we've got 2 days together.
Yes, we do. And then later this year, we are going to be hanging out with all of our salon owners in Bali. And I'm pretty sure, Riss, that after that's all said and done, me and you hang out for another couple of days and probably have a glass of lemonade and toast to not only 500 episodes, but 10 years.
What happened to the margarita?
The margarita, sorry.
I forgot.
I thought this was a kid's show. No. Okay, absolutely. There'll be a margarita and we'll have a lot of salt with it. It's going to be great.
Spicy margarita.
Spicy margaritas.
So when we were thinking about this 500th episode and we were like, we've been kind of deliberating, like, what do we actually talk about?
Mm.
We came up with a few ideas.
Yep.
But ultimately, we decided, like, what are the things that we say the most?
Yep.
Like, we have this unique opportunity to speak to business owners, salon owners,
yes,
about growing a business, playing the sport of salon business. And we thought, we did a quick brain dump, like, what are the things that we say the most? And we came up with 9 things that we repeat on a really regular basis. And we kind of figure that that is the fundamentals of
what we should talk about today.
Correct.
You know, like, it's like you and your team or your family, you develop your own kind of like internal language. Well, here at Salon Owners Collective, every day we find ourselves almost laughing at each other when we keep saying the same thing over and over again, in order to not only help our owners move forward, but also to help us as a company to move forward as well. So we came up with the 9 things.
We did. And we kind of have to eat our own dog food, as they say.
Yes.
Like, we need to practice what we preach for ourselves.
100%.
So it's kind of appropriate maybe that the first one is, should I say what the first one is?
You should say what the first one is.
So the first one is consistency builds a brand. So we need to do the fundamentals consistently. And can I say, the podcast probably is the first thing that we've done consistently,
totally,
like every week for 10 years in a row, an episode.
Like, when you first started, Riss, was it like a every Wednesday just push play kind of approach to consistency? Like, what was the simple thing that has got us, you, to this point now?
Somewhere along the line, I learnt this idea that consistency builds a brand, and I arrived knowing that if I did nothing else, I would be consistent. I had been around a community of podcasters, you know, learning the trade or whatever, and I saw this pattern that people were ad hoc, and I was like, maybe it came from opening a salon, like, be consistent about your open hours so people know when you're open.
Yes.
You can't just decide to be open and shut anytime you like.
Totally.
So that came with me somehow, and, you know, come hell or high water. To be honest, I've missed 4 episodes in 10 years.
Wow. That's terrible.
I know.
You know, like, especially over the last 10, 15 years, certainly what I've noticed, particularly around social media, is a lot of people get into the podcast game. I need to launch a podcast, they say, and it's great and it's fantastic. And then sure as shit, a year in, where's that podcast? Where's that person? Where's that thing?
That's right. I will say that there have been times when I've been like, what the heck did I sign myself up for? You know, like, this is hard to make episodes come out right now. But I learned the art of batching. You know, you said, was it every Wednesday? Well, every Tuesday we release an episode, but I certainly don't do them week by week because you just can't run a business every consistently every week. So I certainly do batch, and now we batch sometimes, and we do it like the week before.
So Consistently Builds a Brand is certainly the dog food that you and we have been eating. One thing that I heard just today, actually, one of our clients who's recently joined us has come across the art and science of daily huddles and is blown away by this, so much so that now every single day they're running daily huddles. Imagine that. And loving it and reaping the benefits.
Well, Anna, who's been with us 7 years, she always did huddles, but inconsistently. Like, she kind of heard the hype from us, what do you say?
Yeah.
And only actually in Fiji last year, she was like, okay, fine, twist my arm, I will do it, I'll commit to doing it every single day. And revenue has gone up by 100K just from doing the daily huddle.
Yes.
Not just any old huddle, by the way, not just like, how are you, how's your father, a proper income generating, purposeful huddle.
Absolutely. So good.
So we've set ourselves this task, Joel, to get through all nine. Of the things that we say all of the time.
We should keep moving.
I'm gonna be the clock watcher. Is that okay?
Okay, you be the clock watcher. Number two out of the nine things is, I think this has got to be top three for me in terms of what not only I say, I hear you saying, the team saying, but certainly when we're coaching, the numbers will always tell you what to do next in business. The numbers will always tell you what to do next in business.
Well, it's a tricky one because for this industry, I know certainly I was in this camp. It's like we don't think of ourselves necessarily as good at numbers.
Yes.
Sometimes the salon owners, we hide from the numbers. But once you learn how to read the story that the numbers tell you, they just tell you a story. Mm. It's not actually about maths and multiplication because you can use a calculator for that anyway.
Yeah.
It just tells you a story, and if you can pull out the story and listen to what it's telling you what to do, then you can just listen to the data and you don't get emotionally involved in your business.
So good. And that's often, like this morning we kicked off 4 new owners into Seller Mastery.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was so good. There's a part there where I say, now numbers, do you love them or hate them? And for all 4, hate them, or at least at that end of the spectrum. So it's not uncommon to avoid or bury your head in the sand with numbers. But certainly once you pull your head out of the sand and start to look at the story that they're telling, I think it puts us in position to actually, you know, step into that role of salon CEO.
Yeah, and be a strategic thinker, like not just a reactive thinker. Just before we move to the next one, I want to touch on the three seasons, financial seasons of a business. And that is either you're investing in growth, which means probably you're spending the money that you've been saving.
Yep.
Like you're investing in a team member, you're investing in a new location, you're spending the money to get future growth.
And it's a season, like you're doing
It's a
that.
Season, yep.
Yep.
And after that season, you've invested the money, then you get into growth, because if you've invested right, you're going to get into a growth trajectory. The money starts to go up, revenue goes up.
Yes, that makes sense.
But then there's a problem.
There's a problem. What's the problem?
Well, growth breaks things.
Growth always breaks
it
things.
Does.
That should be one of our, okay, it's in there.
Should be one of our nine things. Okay, ten things. How do we not think of that one? I feel like we say that all the time.
We do say that all the time.
Okay, well, we'll say that would 2B. 2A is growth always breaks things. And then after shit's broken and you start to fix it up and you get back a return on the effort and all of the breaks, then you go into a season of profiting.
Yes.
You get a return on your investment and you actually can pull some cash out of the business.
Yeah.
And so probably the most important thing is, like, whatever season you're in, you can't be in all three seasons at once.
Absolutely.
And
I think everyone always wants to be in the third season where there's, like, all this cash and they're profiting. And it's like, where's that season? Can we just make that the whole year? No, it goes, you know, summer and
there's
spring.
There's an order.
There's an That's order. Right. And know the season that you're in. Understand that you're the season that you're in. And maximize the season that you're in.
And when you're in the spending money and you're not in the gathering money, like it's a bit of a head game you've got to play. Mm. So it's a bit of a mental game.
Yeah. And what I've found to be true, Riss, is it's good to verbalize it. It's good to say, this is the season we're in, even if you're having a strategic meeting just with yourself. Like, the season I'm in is investing mode. Like, it's okay that there's money leaving the bank account and we're investing in whatever it is that you are.
We're quite good at reminding each other when we have a little mental meltdown.
It's the mental,
we're in investing season right now.
Exactly. And it's the mental frame of how we justify the feelings that we've got going on. And I think that's really, really smart.
So number three is simplicity scales and
complexity or complication fails.
Right. So this is a really important one because I think as human beings, it's quite easy to think that to get a result, things have to be complicated, difficult, and hard.
Mm.
And I know that one of our goals working with owners is to try and give them the simple answers, you get a result quickly. And I know there's often some mental resistance to that because it's like, surely it can't be that easy.
Yes.
It can't be that simple. Let's not go easy because it's not that easy, but it is simple. Yeah. The shit that works is actually simple.
Yes. I was sharing today with the people that we kicked off. You know when you've got a problem and you go and meet up with your friend or family member or whoever and you spend 45 minutes talking about the problem and that. And that's how you typically deal with problems in life. Well, here, it's like, it's not like that. It's like you say, I need some help. I've got the problem. And then we go, here's the solution. And that's the end of the convo. Like, there's nothing else. And people have to get used to that because it actually is quite simple. Like, we've been doing the work for 30 years. We know you just have to go and do the work.
You mean you don't get to stand the problem?
You don't get to stand the problem. Complain. You can't complain and justify and validate it. It's really weird when you first come into Salon Mastery, I think. It's like, oh my gosh, that's the solution. There's nothing really else to talk about.
Well, sometimes people bond over the problems.
They do, yes. And I'm not saying that's not okay. You know, you could totally do that. Do that on Friday with your friends.
With a margarita. Good.
But when you want to grow your business, like, let's just keep it really, really simple. Identify the problem, do the work.
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do. Well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. So I think using AI is a really good way to simplify business process. And we just released Jemima 2.0 inside of My Salon CEO. And
can I quote some of the feedback?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Chat, you know what? Can't even do this. And I was like, oh, that was good.
Holy shit was part of the quote.
Holy shit was part of the quote.
It was not you holy shitting.
Yeah. Referring to one of the most common AI platforms that most of us are aware of. And it's we're not in competition with it, but it's just like, it's, you know, like we are most certainly.
Well, I want to speak to that because any AI platform that's serving the entire world, because the majority of the people that are online now are using AI to some point or other, is that it's very, one, generic because it's for anybody anywhere in the world, and two, very non-salon specific, and three, actually, I don't know if you've noticed, it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
And so our goal with not only My Salon CEO but with Jemima is to make sure that it's very salon specific, but actually Salon Mastery specific. Mm. Like, we certified Jemima as a business operator, aka coach, so she can solve the problems
yeah.
easily and simply and get you to the answer more quickly. Actually, Christy said, she goes, holy shit, I just did A, B, and C that would normally take me a couple of months. She was building my next pay rise and development plans for her team. And she knocked it out in 2 days.
So good.
Yeah, there's normally a couple of months worth of work.
I think the other part of it, especially in my corner of the business, like really focused on delivery risk, is that if you ask like a general AI, how do I have really easy conversations that mentor my people towards $100,000 salaries? You know, like, can you imagine the response? Even if you say, can you take on the role of an expert salon coach and da-da-da-da? But for us, we've been able to, like, put some guidelines and simple parameters around that so it gives people exactly what they want and nothing that they don't need.
Well, correct. It's been the last 10 years of work working with salon owners, plus it ultimately came from the program that I ran in my salon over 20 years. And so it's just, yeah, I like what you said, everything you need and nothing you don't.
Yeah, because you don't want more. You don't want complex. It's like, what's the next step forward in the right direction?
Just get my team member to grow.
Right, what are we up to?
Well, I reckon, I've lost count, but I reckon
surely
the next
number four.
One. Yeah.
Surely there's number four. If it's not number four, we apologize. But number four is, of course, maybe the one, it's definitely top three, eh?
Totally.
It's top three.
Even though I think it's number four.
Systems and processes.
Shall set you free.
Shall set you free. What does that even mean? Like, we talk about freedom. We talk about being free from the thing that we started. What does that mean? Systems and processes will set you free.
Well, I think it is that the people run the systems and the systems run the work.
Yes.
And then all you need to do is just lead the people.
Ah, I like that. I like that.
That's quite easy, eh? There's a system about systems.
If you didn't do that, here's what I presuppose most people do. Is that the people juggle all of the chaos and the overwhelm that's created day to day, naturally by running a small business. No one actually leads the work that needs to be done to grow the salon. And then everyone ends up just doing their own thing. Like, she's cutting hair and he's doing skin. And, you know, like, it's just like, no wonder businesses get stagnant.
Well, otherwise, actually, the salon CEO, the business owner, becomes the system. Mm. Like, everything has to run through the owner, through the head of the owner. And so that's not scalable. Like, one person's brain is not scalable. And so that's why we need to run on systems and processes that lead the work. So the work gets done the right way, the fastest way, the most efficient way, the best process, the most consistent way, because consistency builds a brand. It means we can protect the brand. And then you just lead the people to help the people win, help them do good work, help them make more money, just help them win and help them be more successful inside of the systems and processes.
So good. We, in March, which wasn't that long ago, we ran a whole intensive on systems.
We'll set you free.
And can I just say that there's been multiple of our salon owners and their managers and teams that have really got underneath that and used that to take the focus away from the CEO's brain and actually create systems and processes that really leverage the business and the team.
We call them playbooks.
We call them playbooks. So when insert, you know, apprentices or senior's name has a question and the CEO's not there or the manager's not there, or they just want to, like, for the first time exercise some independence, they check the playbook, they understand how the thing works or rolls or the decision is made, they make the decision, they feel great, the owner doesn't know, but it's fully aligned and actually things continue to move forward. That's the part of being free, is that something else, the playbook, the system, is now making the decision instead of you.
Yeah. Well, can I add one extra?
Mm-hmm.
Jemima is actually in there to help.
Yes.
So when the team member doesn't know what to do or how to do it or how she should make a decision, then she just asks Jemima, because Jemima knows your salon. Mm. Like, she knows your salon, how you work, what time it is to arrive at work, how do you ask for leave, all of that stuff is inside Jemima's brain too.
Does everyone know what Jemima is?
She's Jemima.
She's the Salon Owners Collective AI.
She is.
Yeah. Just in case you weren't aware of that. We keep saying Jemima like a lot, just in case you weren't aware.
Just in case this is your first episode.
First episode. Yeah. What an episode, the 500th.
All right, so surely we're at number five.
Got to be.
What got you here
won't get you there. what got you here won't get you there. So I was talking to some owners recently, and they're actually really, really proud of where they're at. And just between me, you, and the lamppost, I'm going, wow, you got ways to go. Like, you've got so much potential based on what you've told us. There's a lot of next level for you, but they will absolutely need to evolve, because what got them to this point is not going to be the thing that gets them to the next level. And the parallel to that is, if you think about sport or you think about parenting, what helps you to initially raise great kids or become relatively successful in any sport, even if it's recreational, at some point you plateau. At some point, the things that used to work don't work anymore. And we often have owners that will come to us and go, I'm doing all the things and I'm not growing. I'm doing all the things and my team don't respect me. And so on and so forth. And so what's required is a bit of a reinvention, and it requires you and me to show up better, to be better, to act better, to speak better. Like, we actually, this is the hardest part. We have to let go of who we were. I know, right? Who's going to tell you to do that? And actually step into and become who we can be. And that's actually what levels up every single business that I've ever seen.
Like, we need to become first, become the person that we need to become to grow that business, so then our business can catch up to us. Because I think often we wait for the business to get there and then I'll be that person.
Yes.
And so I think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
And it kind of speaks to growth breaks things. What got you here, either the business will break because it had a lot of growth, or you'll stagnate because what got you here will keep you here.
Yeah.
And then you need to do something else to kind of break that, and you'll break free and go to the next level.
Every September we go somewhere in the world. It's generally got margaritas, tropical sunshine, like that sort of thing. And the undertone or theme of that intensive is certainly about becoming, isn't it? It's certainly about the identity of being a salon CEO. And it speaks to what you just said, Riss, about, like, you've got to go first. Like, I don't care if you've been in the investment season, and like sitting around and waiting for shit to happen is called victim mentality, and it doesn't work in the sport of business. So if you believe, like we do, that what got you here won't get you there, then what comes out of that is that you need to become, you need to step up, you need to do better.
Hey, that's a good segue. Because our next one's called Do Better. Now, before we tell that story, I reckon for those of you that are listening, like, you've probably arrived wherever you were going. Like, you probably arrived at work. Yes. Like, most people listen to us and when they're driving to work or dropping their, you know, finished dropping their kids at football or doing the dishes or whatever. So I reckon you're kind of there. And we've done, how many have we done? Five.
Five.
So we've got four more to talk about. And I reckon we should just, like, go to the next episode.
We should go to the next episode. We'll see you in the next episode of the 500th episode.
Yeah. Till next week. Ciao for now.
Ciao.